We are reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 3, Chapter 11, Direct Light and Reflected Light. We are in Chapter 11, Inner Light, Number 7. Opnimi, Inner Light, 7, explains, this observation came from the Enaim, the eyes. 7. You should know that the restriction and the screen relate only to the light of Chokhmah and not the light of Chasadim. Thus, relating to the expansion of the upper light to make the vessels by coupling and striking on the screen, this coupling and striking relates only to the light of Chokhmah, called Reya and Istaklut, observing and seeing. It is so because only that light is not accepted in the fourth phase due to the screen and the restriction. However, the second phase and Binah, which are the light of Chasadim, it is not detained by the screen. That is the meaning of the Ari's words, that this observation, this vision alone, had sufficient power to create the vessels, and their hevel itself was not needed. It is not so in the Achap. It means that only the light of Enaim, called seeing, which was restricted, has a striking and reflected light, which are the vessels. The Achap, whose primary light is the light of Chasadim, do not perform any striking. Also, any coupling and striking in the Achap comes only by the power of the light of Chokhmah that shines in them. This is called the observation of the eyes of the Enaim in the Achap. This means because the illumination of the light of Chokhmah in them, the Masach detains the light of the Achap as well.
Meaning that in the coarseness of the vessel we have 5 degrees, Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled. So the more you have a screen over these degrees of coarseness, to that extent we have attainment. And if we have work in the vessels of reception, those thick, coarse vessels, then we have the opportunity to see the light, meaning to receive it in our vessels, which are the will to receive in order to bestow. And if we don't have that power, meaning the powers of the restriction, screen, and reflected light over the vessels of reception, which is the degrees of Gimel Daled, but only Shoresh Aleph Bet, then we have only the light of Chasadim. And then accordingly, it's the degree of Katnut, smallness. Is that clear? Kiev.
That's what I wanted to ask. What is the light of the eyes that we call the looking?
Restriction applies only to the light of Chokhmah, the light which is felt in the vessels of reception. And that's how, in general, we call it. Petach Tikva 19.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, Rav. So what he's saying is that the looking that was restricted is the secret of the vessels. What is the vessels?
The vessel is the will to receive, upon which there is a restriction, screen, and reflected light. And according to the measure of reflected light, meaning that he wants to bestow upon the Creator as the Creator wants to bestow upon him, like we talked about in today's lesson, about how we need to come to resemble the Creator with love, as he loves us, then through such relations, I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me, the host and the guest. We feel each other's desires, attitudes, and then that means that we're in an interaction between us.
And he's saying the main thing is the light of Chasadim, so it doesn't exist.
the light of Chassidim is the light of the correction of creation. Without the light of Chassidim, we are not in spirituality at all, but we can meet the conditions. When we can meet the conditions only for the reception of the light of Chassidim, that means we're in katnut, smallness, like a little child. He still doesn't do anything much in the world. He lives because he's being taken care of. He doesn't have the screen, the energy to participate independently in the world, to gain things for himself, by himself. That's the light of Chokhmah.
So we create the light of Chassidim?
We do not generate any lights. The light is revealed from above, either as the light of Chassidim or the light of Chokhmah. Light is just light in an abstract form outside of us, but according to the extent to which we want to resemble that light, we then discover it either as the light of Chassidim, when we can be in bestowal in coarseness levels of Shoresh, Aleph and Bet, roots 1 and 2, and the light of Chokhmah we reveal when we can also do that in degrees 3 and 4, Gimel and Dalet. Look, you're in the lessons every day?
Who, me? I wanted to really ask you,
what's going on with you? It wasn't this way before.
Look, I heard something from you. You said that in the end of February we're going to have a congress in the Ganat Arucha in Tel Aviv, or was I imagining?
I don't know if I said it or not, if it was an imagination or not, but maybe it sounded that way, or didn't it? I don't know. You need to ask management.
There's going to be a meeting about it, and they'll see what exactly we want to do and how, and obviously we'll tell everybody, but during this next week, there'll be a meeting about it.
Right. That's hearsay. Don't relate it to it as fact.
So it'll probably be after the vaccine.
Right. Petah Tikva 25.
Good morning. Rav, here at the end of the part, there's the illumination of Chokhmah shining in the Achap. The last sentence, you write that the illumination of Chokhmah in them is a screen that detains the lights from the Achap.
Yes.
What lights are restricted in the Achap?
No, there's the opposite inverted relation between lights and vessels. No, don't, Shlomo, forget about that. It's not what you want to ask. He talks about how Achap and Galgal Te'enayim, there's differences in their coarseness and will to receive, vessels of bestowal, vessels of reception, nothing more. He still doesn't scrutinize it here in such a way where there's anything to ask, really. No.
Hungarian Polish. Hi, hello Rav. What does it mean that only Enaim has Aka'a and Or Chozer?
לא מתרגמים.
מה זה אומר שרק בעיניים יש הקאה ואור חוזר?
אני לא, אוקיי.
לא שמעתי בכלל.
I didn't hear the translation. So, how is it that in the eyes we have... Look, you need to look according to the context, to see it according to the context, wherever it's written. We have forehead, eyes, ear, nose, and mouth, the 5 degrees of coarseness. Now, lights clothe on it. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. There's an inverted relation between lights and vessels as they clothe each other. In the greatest coarseness, you get the smallest light clothed on it, because that's the order of the way the lights clothe the vessels. So accordingly, that's how we measure the vessel. If the vessel is working with its greatest coarseness, it awakens the light, the greatest light to clothe in it, but the light actually clothes in the purest vessel. So we have a part that works with coarseness and the part that receives the light according to its purity. And so you have inverse relations between lights and vessels, as we say. Tel Aviv 3.
I didn't understand about the on light of Chassadim. There is no Tzimtzum Aleph?
There is no restriction on the light of Chassadim. That was only on the light of Chokhmah, the light of the eyes.
You can't get the light of Chassadim in order to receive? We say to bestow in order to receive.
The light of Chassadim is the light of bestowal. It's not felt in the vessels of reception. You understand? Right now, nobody's stopping you from using Chassadim. The light of Chassadim is the light of bestowal. Bestow upon everyone. Please, go ahead. There's no problem. While with the light of Chokhmah, you need to receive it into your own vessels in order to bestow upon the Creator or others, which is the same thing, but that you need to receive for that. So you have the coarseness levels of roots 1 and 2, where you can work with the light of Chassadim. You have coarseness levels 3 and 4, where you can work with the light of Chokhmah. And accordingly, the lights fill the vessels. If you have only root 1 and 2, then you're called small, young. If you have 3 and 4, then you're called an adult, big.
Can we say that the light of Chassadim is a light that the created being generates?
No. There's nothing that the created being can generate, nothing like that. The created being can only ask the Creator for the opportunity, for the power to resemble the Creator in bestowal, to bestow in order to bestow, or to receive in order to bestow. The created being generates nothing. Clear? Chedera 10.
Nu Chedera Ezer.
Right, never mind them. Kiev.
What does it mean that in my work in the 10, I have the coarseness of 0, 1, 2, 3, and then I get 3 and 4?
You can't receive that. It's only by wanting to bestow, to join the others, like the small joining the great. By that, you bestow upon the others, and then you are filled with the light of Chassadim. What's given to the young one, the small one, because he behaves nicely. Yes? Like in our world. Because he deserves it. Why? Because he's small. Nothing much is required of him, demanded of him. That's the light of Chassadim that clothes in the vessel. It's the light of Chassadim, and in the light of Chassadim also you have degrees of coarseness. On what degree can he affiliate with the others? And then you get the work with the light of Chokhmah, but this is completely different vessels. It's to receive in order to bestow.
So I wanted to ask on the degree of the coarseness, which you said, how can I understand that I have the degrees of root 1, 2, and then reveal wholeness in 3 and 4? How can I define the degrees of coarseness in me?
It's with your desire in which you want to bestow upon the others. If I can bestow upon the others on the degrees of roots 1 and 2, I don't have much to bestow there, but I can affiliate myself with them. And then it means that I am small. I'm doing the work of katnut, smallness. Whereas if I am with my coarseness on the degrees of 3 and 4, then I can process my state, turn it into bestowal to the others, to support the others, and so on. It's like the young. If the young, a young one joins you, he cannot do much for you. It's the opposite way. You need to take care of him. But if a great one, an adult, joins with you, then he actually helps you. That's the difference. It depends on the level of coarseness with which the vessel works.
Sorry, let's say I'm working like a small one in the 10. So is there a difference? Can I feel the difference? Let's say on coarseness 2 or 1, can I determine that?
Yes, you will feel it. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Yesterday we learned that between the body and the clothing, we have the klipot, the shells.
Yes.
So receiving in order to bestow, that's beyond the klipot. We have to go through them.
The shells usually awaken when we have work to do with the vessels of reception. Work with the vessels of bestowal, there it's not actually the shells. Look, you need to scrutinize when exactly we work with the shells, but mainly it's when we work with the vessels of reception in order to bestow. And there, the shells really come and hinder the person. And clearly, that is in order to help the person advance, to promote him so that he moves forward more and more and acquires more screens. Ita 4.
Una domanda. Lavorare con i vasi di ricezione 3 e 4 significa
quando working with the vessels of reception of 3 and 4. That means that we discover that we're completely opposite of the qualities of the Creator, so we get these states and work in the 10 and complete bestowal.
Yes, and also towards the Creator. It's clear that we turn these things into in order to bestow. We can bestow upon the Creator specifically when we receive from Him. And so the work with the vessels of reception is the greatest work of bestowal, because there is this inversion here. I receive, but I receive after the restriction, after the screen. So everything I receive is as bestowal upon the Creator, not for myself. Like the guest who's with the host and he agrees then to receive from the host everything that the host offers. And by that he bestows. Okay, so where are we?
In a light number 8.
Well, all right.
Explains in order to make and emanate the regarded phases.
All right.
Meaning from the vapor that expands from them downward, which is reflected light that descends from above downward. It is similar to what is written about the Sfira of Malchut in Istaklut Pnimit. The fourth phase that is spoken of here does not receive any from the direct light because of the screen in her. Instead, after it elevates the reflected light from her upward, this reflected light descends once more from the screen downward and expands Malchut to 10 Sfirot from her and within her. She receives the entire level of the 10 Sfirot that the reflected light clothed from Malchut upward within her. By the very same way, the vessels of Ozen, ear, and Chotem, nose, do not receive anything from the vapor, namely the reflected light that ascends from them upward. It is so because since the screen has been purified from the fourth phase to the third phase, it is considered that Malchut rose to the place of Zeranpin, meaning Chotem, the nose. Because of that, the screen detains the vessel of nose by receiving any direct light and pushes the light back up. This is called coupling and striking of the third phase. Thus, the vessel of Chotem, nose, does not receive any direct light because it leaves it. But only afterwards, when the reflected light expands from the nose downwards, in Malchut, in the place of the fourth phase, namely the peh, the mouth. Similarly, the vessel called Ozen, ear, does not receive any direct light from the above reason, but through the reflected light that descends from the ear downwards. The Ari writes, it is not so in the Achap, which are the more, or the lower ones. That is because they're very heavy. The vapor had to expand. It means that after the vapor.
The vapor means reflected light.
Meaning the reflected light descends and expands from above downward. They expand into ten sefirot and become vessels to receive the light. It is said nothing real came out of them except for the power of the hevel, the vapor itself. In other words, by the power of their reflected light called vapor, that overturns and descends from above downward, as has been explained.
Meaning that we have a screen which stands over the vessel of the will to receive, and to the extent that that screen reflects the light clothes in the vessel enters the body. We have many actions we study here because it all depends on the degree of coarseness in the vessel and the degree of hardness opposite it in the screen, which are measured against each other. And so we have higher reflected light, meaning more of a grasp on the Creator and more of the ability to resemble Him by the action of the vessel. That's what we learn. So, the Rechovot.
What's the difference between speaking about reflected light and vapor?
Vapor, everything is vapor, as it is written, meaning that everything depends on the reflected light. That's it.
What? He's asking what's the difference between reflected light and hevel, vapor, because it sounds the same.
It sounds the same, it just depends on what degrees we're discussing. Hungarian, Polish.
Here he speaks about the creation of new kelim. Are those kelim already created, or is there any other work to be done on them?
No,
the vessels weren't created. We can constantly see how the vessels become more clarified from above. They go through a shattering, then they are revealed in us, and we correct them, we establish them. Revive them together, and that's how we reach the corrected vessels which resemble the Creator, and according to equivalence of form with the Creator clothes in them. The vessels, all of our work is to come to have the proper corrected vessels which are compatible with the Creator. Then we can call it the corrected vessels. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, question from 10. Is reflected light feeling lack of the group?
Well, actually, yes, but in order to come through the reflected light, we need to be connected together by some form of love between us, and then we create a state of restriction and reflected light. Of course we need that. Without the reflected light, we will not be able to discover the Creator. We will not be able to bestow contentment upon Him. He will not be able to be revealed in us. When I receive from the host as the guest and I enjoy it, what does it mean? It means that I'm receiving the lights from the Creator within my reflected light. And so the direct light that clothes in the reflected light, the created being, in me, by that I feel how similar I am to the Creator, how close I am to Him, how we come closer, how we come to equivalence. It's all the clothing of direct light in reflected light. Clear? Good. What else do we have? Petach Tikva 19.
It's not clear here. He says the reflected light descends and expands from above downwards, and then 10 sefirot expand and become vessels to receive the light. What? 10 sefirot become vessels?
Of course the reflected light becomes a vessel. The will to receive isn't the vessel, isn't a vessel. After the first restriction, the will is no longer a vessel. It can no longer receive the upper light. And then, instead of it, instead of the will to receive, come the restriction, the screen, and the reflected light. And to the extent that you have reflected light, we can then bestow, and that's our vessel.
In the sentence before, he says that the Masach purifies. What does it mean that the Masach purifies? What's the essence of that action?
If I feel that I cannot bestow upon the Creator with the same attitude as before, then my previous attitude vanishes gradually because I don't feel the power of bestowal in it.
Is there an essence between the action and the 10 that you can purify the screen?
Yes. You go and study that. Petach Tikva 14.
The perception is in the Rosh of the Partsuf, of the Creator in the Rosh, and to resemble Him is in the Guf. That's called Mocha and Liba, mind and heart.
Yes and no. Actually, the Mocha and Liba, the heart and mind, are also in the head and the body, but in the head it's in potential, and in the body it's actual.
Haifa 2.
Good morning. How is the reflected light expand from below upward? Isn't it from us?
The reflected light comes from us. That's why it's called reflected light. But the reflected light that comes from us and rises, it becomes a clothing for the direct light, and together with the direct light, it receives the direct light along with the reflected light in it into the patsuf, into the desire.
Why is reflected light called hevel or vapor? It's not a good thing.
It's called vapor because it rises from below upwards, so it's called vapor. That's why it's written that everything is vapor, meaning that everything is measured, received according to the measure of the reflected light, which clothes on the direct light.
We have
a couple of minutes left. If you have any questions unrelated to the lesson.
Ain.
Nothing.
No, אז אנחנו נמשיך.
Well, then we can continue.
כן? Hello, yes, Kiev.
Wait, we have Kiev.
Kiev.
Fine, Kiev.
Здравствуйте, Рав, дорогие товарищи.
Hello, Rav, dear friends.
Растет авиуд, и на что именно влияет?
How does the Oviut grow?
That depends on the person's desire and on the extent to which he, with his desire, enters the ten in order to bring his desire to the right utilization for the sake of the ten. And then according to that, his desire becomes, from a coarse one, it becomes a pure one, a pure desire, because he wants to use it to help the others, to serve the others, to give to them. To that extent, he turns himself into a partsuf that bestows. Right?
How does it grow?
According to the coarseness that a person receives each time more and more, then his reflected light also grows more and more.
No, California.
Rav, if it's permissible to ask, the biblical reference to a mist rose above the earth and watered the earth before there was any man, is that referring to the reflected light then as well?
Tergum? Ma kore lanu sham?
Where it says a mist rose above the earth and watered the earth before there was man to till the soil, something of those that sort. Is that referring to the reflected light then?
I can't understand him. He speaks in such a way that
I'll throw the question then. Maybe needed to phrase it better.
He's not getting the Hebrew translation. There's a problem. Wait.
Okay.
No. No. Seder. Tov, Hebrew 10.
Okay, Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, can I ask about the first part of the lesson?
Yes.
A way for me to measure my love towards the ten. Can I say that is when I discover that they're purposeful and devoted to the path?
No, they can be very small, not very devoted to the goal, but you're advancing towards the revelation of the Creator with them in order to bestow contentment upon Him. These are your vessels. The Creator brought you to the ten, and He says to you, take this for yourself. And so you need to accept them as parts of your soul, of your soul. You have nothing more than that. And it's very difficult to replace the ten. It's very difficult to work in a way where it's as though you think, oh, I got these friends randomly. It seems random to you, but you must accept them and work with them because that is your soul. And you need to be in it. And there's no getting out of there. Continue as much as you can until the Creator separates you, does something else, this or that. It's in His hands. So you have to see the people you're with in such a way where that's it. You're with them, they're with you, and all together you discover the end of correction.
That's clear, and that's also easy. The ten is very strong and purposeful. What I'm trying to understand is about the connection between the importance and the greatness towards the path, towards the Kabbalist, towards the goal. The connection between that and how I express love towards the friends. Is there a connection? I can't understand it.
The connection is such that everything that you read from the Kabbalists needs to be as a foundation for you, teaching you how to relate to the ten. That's all. Petach Tikva 6.
Now during the day we're reading Rabash. Yes. And I have a big desire throughout the day when I meet the friends to also hear a few minutes of the morning lesson with them. They choose selected excerpts. There's a wonderful team that take the best parts of the morning lesson. I also want to hear a few minutes of that with the friends. Of that same morning lesson. You give mainly importance to Rabash?
No, of course. I'm not reducing the importance of the morning lessons in any way. The other way around, I prepare what I tell all of you. It's not just me speaking out of myself in the morning lesson. I just open up and start talking. I always think before the morning lesson what I need to talk about. What's the next stage we need to enter? How do I awaken you all towards that? How can you, in what way can you understand it? How will you respond to it, all of you? Half an hour before the morning lesson, I prepare that ahead of time, and maybe I'm not so successful in that, but this is my very meticulous preparation, and I think about this, and I bring this to all of you as prepared, like birds bring something back to the nest.
It's really felt. That's why I'm asking if it's okay when we define those meetings in the middle of the day, should we, as a 10, listen to a few minutes of the morning lesson? To me, it's more essential than Rabash.
Okay, that's true too. So, let's look, I just don't know. It seems to me that throughout the day, a person can listen here and there to the morning lesson, to what we talked about in the background as he walks and as he eats or works or just at home. He has some minutes where he can sound that and listen. Today you have all sorts of devices that can, maybe not the whole morning lesson, the first hour. Yes, so do that. When is it ready for a download?
The first hour is ready the moment this lesson ends.
Right, so you can download it, yes?
Yep.
Okay, so you can download it and use.
Of course, that's what we're doing, but I have earphones all day. This is when I'm with myself. I'm speaking that I have a need with my 10 when I meet them in the middle of the day, a few minutes to listen to a part of a lesson that it'll live between us and the 10. Is that good?
That's good too. That's something different altogether. That's a group action where deliberately you all listen to it together in order to receive it and utilize it, actualize it, so that it clothes in all of you. I respect that greatly as well. You can do that. But to do it instead of reading a whole article from Abash, I don't know.
That is the question.
I don't know. It seems to me that it's not that 5 minutes are sufficient. Try it. You know what? Try it. I don't want to decide.
That's great. That 5 minutes, there's a team that prepares like little bites of, like for little birds. But take 5 minutes. That's okay?
Yes. Yes. Good. And later we'll see. Maybe you need more. But the fact that we read a bash, that enters into us, all of us, and it builds us from within, just in a different way, in a more generalized way, in terms of our direction and also our breadth. Okay, so I'm looking for my friend from Info. There.
Yeah, first we'll get an update about the Yeshivat Chaverim this evening from Ajulas, please. Good morning, friends. Stopped. I think his internet got stuck. I hope he comes back. But for now, maybe I'll give a few announcements and let's hope he comes back.
Yes.
So according to what we heard in the lesson before the schedule, we will update that in the end of February there will be a Congress, but it will be virtual. You don't have to buy plane tickets. It'll be virtual. And it'll be in the end of February. And there will be a recommendation that the 10s will meet throughout the day, if they can, for half an hour to read Rabash. And as we heard, to read another part of the morning lesson during the meeting. Let's try Azulas again. Well, what he wanted to say, like every Friday, there will be a Oh, here he is. Azulas, let's try again.
Это Балтия 3 и десятка Азии. Мы подготовили Ешиват Хаверим для вас, европейский Ешиват Хаверим.
Балтия 3 in Asia. We prepared the European Ешиват Хаверим this evening. We chose a very special topic. We felt it together. We went through it, we experienced it, and we'd like the whole world to feel it together. We are going to speak about envy, and we're really going to try to have correct envy in one another, integrate, advance correctly with happiness, workshop, songs. We invite everybody. Thank you. So let's go over the schedule now. Today we will watch the morning lesson from 1 to 2, then from 2 to 2.30, we'll have a workshop together with our friends that will give it live, and then let's meet in the evening, 7.30, European Yeshivat Chaverim, till 8.15, tomorrow, preparation at 2:45, 3 to 6 morning lesson, then we'll have a break, and after the break, in the afternoon, preparation at 2:45, then 3 to 4 men's lesson, 4 to 5 women's lesson, 5 to 5:45 women world meeting. That's the schedule for today and tomorrow. And we'll go to the 10s. There won't be a song today.